Just a moment. Hello, sir?
Hello?
Just a moment, you'll be right with me.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, General.
How are you?
Fine. Did you have a good day?
How's Texas?
Pretty hot.
Listen, we had a good day.
Good.
I think the most significant thing is that the Chamber of Commerce of Jackson, Mississippi voted last night to abide by the law.
Good.
And I think there was one dissent out of 16 to 1.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's beyond Savannah, Atlanta, and all of these other cities went along, Birmingham, Montgomery, a lot of the cities went along very, very well.
All the newspapers spent all day interviewing Johnson City motels.
Oh, really?
They got the right answers, too.
Oh, that's good. But it's been very good.
Well, that's
very
good.
Very good. I mean, you know, all the work I think that's been done in the last 2 months really paid off.
Well, that's good.
And so I think it's most encouraging.
Well, that's fine. How about when are you going home? Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. The one problem, and I think I understand you've done something on it, is the governor of South Carolina, you know, about seeing Governor Collins and Hodges. But, you know, Wallace said he wouldn't see them.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, they sent telegrams to all these people. First place, I think the problem is if we could coordinate what we're doing out of there, I think it's helpful because it puts some of these governors in a tough spot before, you know, I think maybe some of them we could feel out first.
Yeah.
Like Russell's a good man in South Carolina.
And what did he do?
Well, Wallace said that he wouldn't see them. And then Russell said, and he put the telegram out that he wouldn't see them.
Wallace said he wouldn't see
Collins and Hodges.
All right, now what about Russell?
Russell sent them a telegram saying that he wouldn't see them, but he didn't put it out. Now, if we could just, if there was some way that we could get that so that we don't have put Russell in the Sanders in Georgia said he would see them. But if we could get Russell just to say that he, you know, out of courtesy, he'd see them. He doesn't have to agree with them, see them. But I think we could isolate Wallace, and it would be very helpful.
Yeah.
I had understood that they had brought that to your attention.
No, I haven't heard from them. Oh, they haven't told me. I haven't heard a word on it.
Oh, well, that's too bad. They told me that they were already aware of it. We're working on it.
No.
I think if we just, if Russell's a good man, just as long as he understands it would be harmful if the telegram got out, they don't have to come down and see him now, maybe they can see him later on, but just so that it wasn't publicized that he was in the same category as Wallace, that would be very helpful.
Did they contact all 11 governors?
Yes, they did.
And two of them said they wouldn't?
Well, you see, I don't know. All I know is that Russell and Wallace, and I know Sanders said that he would, but I haven't heard on the others.
Yeah.
But I think for the future that it would be well if you know, they work with somebody in the White House who knew all those southern governors so that they could feel them out before they sent the telegram.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that we make sure that nobody gets, for some of them, it's politically difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
And we want to make sure that...
I'll talk to Hodges about it tomorrow.
Yeah. But otherwise, the thing has been very good.
Fine. Well, I'm sure glad to hear it, and hope you have a good 4th, and I'll see you Monday.
You want to talk to a couple of your girlfriends?
Sure would.
Gene and Jackie. Hold on.
Hello?
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 Who is this, Ethel?
Oh, no, this is Jean.
Hi, Jean, how are you?
Oh, is this Mr. President?
Yes, ma'am, I'm glad to hear you.
And this is the itty-bitty baby sister.
Good to hear you, my dear, how are you?
Listen, I must tell you that Joan was so excited.
Well, I...
Such nice things about
Teddy. Well, I enjoyed talking to her. She's a sweet girl, isn't she?
Yeah, I must think you got that. Oh, wait a minute. Jackie wants to talk to you.
Thank you, dear.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Mr. President?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, my dear. Did you have a good day?
Oh, yes. Are you in Texas?
What did you do? Go out on the boat?
Well, no, it's so rainy, nobody could, but General Taylor came up, and then we saw him off.
Huh?
Are you at your ranch now?
Yes, I just came off the lake. I've been out in a boat all afternoon.
Oh, I'm so glad. So you get some rest.
I've got a sunburn, and I'll probably be blistered now.
Oh, no, don't. You look marvelous with a sunburn.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're doing all right.
Yes, I'm fine, Mr. President.
How are the children?
Oh, fine, thank you. With yours?
Good. Linda's with us. Lucy's in Washington having dates.
I noticed she didn't come. I thought it was something sinister like that.
You know, she came in and said that she wanted a very special birthday present on July the 2nd, and we asked her what it was, and she said she just wanted to go one whole day without an agent. What do you reckon happened?
Did you arrange it?
Oh, yeah, I arranged it.
Good work.
What do you reckon happened?
I hate to think. Don't you?
It's sure good to hear your voice, and I hope that you're feeling all right.
Oh, yes. Well, it's nice to talk to you. Give my love to Lady Bill.
I long to see you.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Thank you, dear.
Goodbye, Mr. President.
Bye. Hello.
Operator. Operator.